Now, because it does really good on the dishes, I can throw. Why am I talking about this stupid stuff? I just like went off on a tangent about the dumbest stuff. I do have really good dishwasher though. I think it's the same one as the one that I bought in Nidraba. Oh, every time I say Nidraba, not only does it make me think of Patty. I think I know who Patty is. I think Patty and I have more things in common than being from the Dakotas. They laugh alike, they walk alike, at times they even talk alike. I think, yeah, I think I know who. It's okay though. It's funny. You can lose your mind.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Why am I talking about this stupid stuff? You can lose your mind.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4815. BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of July. 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes, can you hear that? Yeah, yes, everybody, we hear it. Oh, Big Fatty, what is this? Well, y'all, I've made a decision for something new on the little show, and y'all, rather than mentioning people's deaths or births or anything like that, y'all, we're gonna celebrate these people. And y'all, there are two people this week that that Big Fatty is celebrating. Y'all, the first is my good friend of many years. Y'all, is that Jerry of Jerry and Rick. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the dynamic duo, it's true. And y'all knew Jerry for many years, lots of different events at the Madrumlins and Emmingumlinks, even went up to visit Jerry and Rick up in the Penis Slivania. Redding, yes, Big Fatty, they have a railroad there, they do. And y'all, and today would have been his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, then on Saturday, we're celebrating the life of Olive, because y'all, it was 3 years ago on Saturday that Oliver went and joined Miss Kitty wherever they may be. Big Fatty, you know they're standing right beside you right now. Well, I know there's a presence. Big Fatty, I think that's your colon. Well, anyway, so y'all, we're celebrating the time that we've had with Olive. And y'all, I can't believe it's been 3 years. But y'all, this is just a little way to kind of celebrate different people without it being morbid or anything. Y'all, there's always good things to remember people by. Last time I spoke to you was yesterday, and let's see, y'all, Tuesday evening, went and had supper at, let me just back up a little bit, because I recorded early yesterday. Y'all, the guy that came out, and he did the power washing of the villa, and y'all, I gotta tell you, it looks so nice. The white parts of the villa are actually white. And y'all, one of the places that I noticed it a lot was on my back screen porch. You know, it gets covered in pollen and stuff like that, and it just gets a little dingy. Y'all, it is, it's like a brand new screen on the screen porch. It's unbelievable. And I'm just very, very pleased with it. The roof is, I have a channel in the roof that was collecting leaves, y'all. There's not a leaf in it now, y'all. It looks so nice. And then he killed the kind of mossy, ferny things that were growing on part of the roof. Now, it still looks bad because the dead stuff is still up there, but it's dead. And he says it'll take a couple of hard rains and all for all of that to eventually wash off. So, you know, that's good. It lost, at least it's dead. And then Hortensia, y'all, she was a little late getting here. And so, y'all, I sent my lady friend a message. I said, about 2 o'clock. Well, first of all, but the guy was late getting here. He didn't get here and get started till about 1:15 p.m. in the afternoon. I think I told you that. But y'all, at 2 o'clock, he was still here. And I sent my lady friend a message saying, just a heads up, you know, I'm having the villa power washed, and so I may have to cancel on you today. But y'all, he finished up about 2:45 p.m. in the afternoon. So y'all, I got a good 2 hours and 30 minutes. No, is it 11:15 to 2:15? That's 3 hours and 30 minutes of cleaning. Y'all, he didn't stop a single time. I mean, he may have stopped and had a bottle of water or something, or checked his cellular telephones. But y'all, he was on it. He was on it like Flint. Big Fatty, who the hell's Flint? Well, I don't know. But I hear he has skin. Big Fatty skin Flint? Yes. And anyway, y'all went and had supper at the Page's Oakery Grill. Y'all, I hadn't had anything since my shishimi rice on, Tuesday morning. And, y'all, I was hungry. And so, y'all, I decided I wanted the country fried steak, not spelled C-U-N-T. And, y'all, I got that along with rice and gravy and fried okra. And, y'all, you know, they usually put the white pepper gravy on the country fried steak. I asked for a bowl of the brown gravy to dip it in. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It was delicious and quite satisfying. And anyway, y'all, my lady friend, she always gets a biscuit and then gives it to me. And y'all, I got a biscuit. I only ate half of my biscuit, but I brought hers and my other half home. And y'all, I had that for my brofkus on Wednesday. The good biscuit toast. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, I got home excuse me. I watched the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then I was sitting here, and all of a sudden this happened. Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, this is the second time I've had this gentleman over to the villa. Y'all, it's been a while, but y'all, he is 27 years old, and he was like, hey, Big Freddy, I'm in the area. Can I come by? I said, yes. And y'all, I think I described him as extremely gifted and talented. Big Freddy, oh yes, girth. I mean, y'all, it when I tell you it was just lovely. I mean to tell you, it was just lovely. And so anyway, after he left, y'all, I had the sports ball game on again, and y'all, Atlanta Braves, y'all, they got beat by Dr. Stone's religious leaders out there in the San Diego, and y'all then anyway slept like a baby, got up on hump day morning. Y'all had McCaffrey. Read the paper. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all, my buddy that gets out and walks, and if my paper's in the yard, he'll come and put it on the porch. Y'all hadn't seen him in months. y'all, all of a sudden, the cameras went off, and it was him delivering my newspaper to the front step. Y'all, it was just kind. It's just kind. And so I read the paper, did my puzzles, started my nipple walking, and y'all then I got in touch with the NEP, and y'all picked him up, and we were off to get Earl Grey washed, and then we went to the Vonsies. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, as a new on hump day, headed to the Vonsies. Y'all didn't need a whole lot, but they had some things that were on sale. They had the Simply brand of chips. It's basically just the chip and oil and salt, and there are no other preservatives or anything in there. Got the Tostitos tortilla chips. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all picked up a little bag of those Tasty Cake donuts. They were buy one, get one free. Got the lemon flavor. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, squirty. Y'all, they had the Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Buy one, get one free. So I got a little thing of vanilla bean and a little thing of chocolate peanut butter. Y'all, they had the thick cut Von's East Bayfren on sale, so I got a package of that. Y'all, I picked up a package of the chopped Asian salad. Doesn't have any of the iceberg lettuce in it. They were on sale. Y'all picked up a pan of the Sister Schubert Parker House rolls. Y'all got a couple of bananas. Y'all, I had a cramp the other night, woke me up, so I decided I needed to have a couple of bananas, so I got those. Y'all, they had Huey G or something like that, sugar-free barbecue sauce on sale. Got the honey-flavored one. Y'all, they had chicken, cream of chicken, and cream of cheddar cheese soup. Y'all, they weren't on sale, but I had a coupon that if you bought two cans of soup, they'd give you a dollar off, so I got those. Y'all picked up a can of the turkey gravy. Y'all, they had like a bridge mix, except it was Neapolitan, and you know the ladies like to have a little bridge mix when they're playing their cards. You know, oh, let's play a little game of canasta, shall we? And so I got that. It was on sale. Y'all, they had the cans, big cans of the crushed tomatoes. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. The other had the ice cubes, containers of gum. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. They had the extra virgin olive oil. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. And, y'all, I spent... What did I spend? Oh, Big Fatty, you didn't spend enough for music. I spent $50.63, but I saved $33.21. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, and I got a bag of the Pepperidge Farm stuffing mix. Y'all are gonna have the butterball turkey breast, boneless turkey breast, and dressing, and green beans, and blackberry cobbler with vanilla ice cream. And so I sent the message out saying, okay, who's coming? And Granny says, oh, I won't be able to make it this week. And Durwood says, oh, I won't be able to make it this week. So y'all canceled. I'm not going to cook for just me and the nip. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll show them. y'all, while we were in the store, the nip is kind of, I don't want to say he follows me, but he kind of trails me. You know, he's looking for his stuff, but he's not far out of sight. And so, y'all, he had stopped at the where they have the barbecue sauces and all kinds of stuff like that. And he thought that I was standing beside him. I tell you what, let's do this.
Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans.
And y'all, he turns to who he thought was me. It was a man that was standing beside him, wasn't me. But he said to this man, he said, you know, they say the Leon Perkins is the best Worcestershire sauce. And the man turns to him and says, I'm not getting Worcestershire sauce. And but y'all, did you catch it? He calls it Leon Perkins. So anyway, not only did he tell the wrong person that Leon Perkins is the best Worcestershire sauce, but y'all, he called it Leon Perkins. And y'all, you can't make this shit up. Y'all, once I got home, y'all, I decided, no, when I got up Wednesday morning, I decided I was going to have clean sheet night on Wednesday night. Yes, because it had nothing to do with that gentleman calling, did it? No, not really, but probably didn't hurt. But anyway, and y'all, so I've been doing lots of washing today. And y'all, the Nip ordered a new iPad, an absorbent iPad. So I was helping him set it all up and everything. He just left here a few minutes ago. I'm a little late in recording this, but y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, one thing that I meant to mention, y'all, I was watching the things going on in the Big Bop house, and y'all, they were talking about how Kayla, or whatever his name is, y'all, that he is the Dap King. And y'all, do you know what the Dap King is? Do you know what a Dap is? Y'all, I had no idea what a Dap was. Y'all, I had to go to ask Siri what a Dap was. Do you know what it is? We'll find out tomorrow. Y'all, speaking of tomorrow, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the host of that Epitome little show, Miss Bacon. Anything you want to say?
Why am I talking about this stupid stuff?
You can lose your mind.
Oh! Big Fatty, she's becoming more and more like you. She's losing her mind.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.